image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Amen. Let's get that in our spirit. It's not by power, not by might, not by your strength. Because again, the challenge is you can get a lot of stuff done in your own strength. But it's not going to bear the original image. It's counterfeit. It can be good from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but not God. That's why we must regain the original image. And I'm making an effort today in this message as to how we can do that. How can we regain it? Amen. And again, it's not by power nor by might, because again, power is at the base. Amen. Then you have principalities, then dominions, then you have thrones. Amen. So we just read that no one will prevail by strength. Give me Psalm 33, verse 16. We're about to get into the meat of this. Psalm 33, 16, verse 16 through 22. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in you. Amen. There we have it again. Just reinforcing the truth that our deliverance, our victory is not in our own strength. It's not in your emotions. Amen. Emotions are given to us by God. And I wouldn't serve a God that I couldn't feel sometimes. Amen. Or get emotional about, but the victory's not in that. Amen. Come on, we want to go to where we totally wipe out the enemy. Where he has absolutely no place. And that's where the final grace has taken the church. Okay? So it's a strength that's beyond our personality, beyond our own physical or spiritual prowess. It's beyond all of that. Now give me Romans 8 and 9. This is the verse, this is the pivotal verse here. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. I hope to bless you and mess you up. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. Now, that verse is full. I want to divide something. It's not a division, but I want to separate something if you get it back up for me. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the, say it with me, spirit of God. Okay, let's highlight that. Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, the second part of that verse is, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So we have in that same verse the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. Now, we know that's triune, but these are different expressions. These are different expressions. Now, the Spirit of God, when we talk about the Spirit of God, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about power. Right? We're talking about demonstration. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about breakthrough, all of that. When we talk about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power. Right? We're talking about the third person of the Trinity. In Acts chapter 13, verse 2, he speaks in the first person as God. And the main emphasis with the Spirit of God is authority and power.
Amen.
That verse is divided up, even though it's one. One expression, when we talk about the Spirit of God, authority and power. That's ours. We've received that. But then the second part of that verse, well, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Luke chapter 10, 19, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. Da, da, da. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. Just write these down. Matthew 16, 19, and then Matthew 18, 18. All dealing with the aspect of power. And we have it. And we're to use it. But remember, earlier, we said that the dove found a resting place on the lamb.
Amen.
The dove rested. Out of all the thousands of people that were there, it found the lamb. A nature. And what we're after today more than ever before is for God to stay with us.
Amen.
We don't want this to have just been an event. But we want it to flow right on into tomorrow and Tuesday and then intensify. We don't leave our high praise here for Sunday. And then we go back sad and defeated and thinking about what we got to face and all. Take that same anointing into where you're going and make some changes there. Take everything that we receive. Don't be a leaking vessel. We don't want events. We want encounters. We want to be changed. We want more of him to stay with us. Not just visit us, but inhabit us. Enlarge us. Increase us. The dove, the Holy Spirit, rests upon the lamb nature. You can grieve the Holy Spirit getting mad all the time.
Amen.
Walking around with a bad attitude.
Amen.
He's a person.
Yes.
He's not just some feeling.
No.
Holy Spirit is a person.
Yes.
It says, grieve not, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
As you've been sealed under the day of redemption, don't grieve him. Now, he's not like some of us, you know, you walk by a person, sometimes comes, you didn't see them. But they think you're ignoring them. You might be, but you know. They still shouldn't have got mad. See, it's when you carry offense that you are easily offended. Get rid of the buttons people are pressing all the time. Pull the plug out. Always taking offense. Something's wrong. My Bible says, they that love thy law, great peace have they. And what? Nothing. God got to work that in you. That don't happen overnight. Because you can get so offended till you say, all right, I ain't getting offended no more. That's usually what it is. It come at you so hard and so long and so consistent, you say, all right, the devil is a lie. No more offense. I'm gonna praise like I don't care. I'm gonna act like I don't care. And now you get your breakthrough. Now you start to be able to love folk. Great peace have they that love your law, love your word, and nothing. That's the word of God. Stop watering it down.
Amen.
Well, this offend me. Well, okay, you better deal with that before the raging of Satan. Because if he got any handles, he's coming for him. The Lord told his disciples, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. He ain't got nothing on me. He can't touch me, but he gonna get y'all. Peter, I pray for you. When your faith fails, you know, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. But he's coming for you. He's coming for your pride. So, there's a difference how in that verse, Romans 8 and 9, the first half speaks about the Spirit of God. Second half speaks about the Spirit of Christ. There's a difference on how they represent the nature of God.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 9:16. If you get that up for me. Ecclesiastes 9:16. I want to show you the real victory in these last days. Like I said, signs are going to follow us. Pastor, signs are going to follow us. Signs and wonders, breakthroughs, raising the dead, all that's going to... See, we're not supposed to follow that. That follows us. I ain't got to be trying to. That's why it ain't working. You trying to. You better let him do it. Look what it says, Ecclesiastes 9:16. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Somebody needs to itch that. Write it and put it on your mirror, on your refrigerator. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. In these last, as this last grace is not going to be an increase of strength. It's going to be an increase in wisdom. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. But wisdom is better than strength. It's like using a sharp knife versus a dull knife. You messed the meat all up trying to... Dull knife, but a sharp knife. A whole lot of battles ain't even fought because you got wisdom. You avoid a whole lot of trouble and snares and pitfalls of the devil because you got wisdom. You didn't open your mouth when you could have. You didn't try to get even. You let God fight your battle. See, that's what the Lord said. Vengeance is mine. That's why I said, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, you heap coals of fire on the head. He said, but give place unto wrath. That's his wrath. He said, no, I'm going to find a place. If they keep acting up, they keep getting ugly on the job. They keep shortchanging you and your check. Don't worry, wrath is mine. You overcome that evil with good. You keep doing good versus their evil. Now you're giving place to my wrath. This thing about God just love, 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 love. God will slap you upside the head. God, listen. God have wrath in the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira conspired. We're going to tell them we sold it for this amount. But we're going to keep this amount. And we're going to go somewhere.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.